vagus nerve. Learn how to activate, stimulate, and treat the most important nerve in your body. By William Lindley. Narrated by Michael Goodrick. Introduction. Imagine that it's a Sunday afternoon. You've just eaten a delicious 3-course meal, and now you're sitting down on the couch to unwind and relax. You feel completely at rest, so much so that you begin to doze off in and out of sleep. While you may think your body is as relaxed as you are, in fact, one of the divisions of your nervous system is hard at work. The parasympathetic nervous system is busy slowing your heart rate, regulating your breathing, and shouting out orders to the organs of your digestive system. The rest and digest period is well underway. One nerve in particular is working diligently. This is the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is so named because it wanders like a vagabond, sending out sensory fibers from your brainstem to your visceral organs. The vagus nerve, the longest of the cranial nerves, controls your inner nerve center, the parasympathetic nervous system. And it oversees a vast range of crucial functions, communicating motor and sensory impulses to every organ in your body. New research has revealed that it may also be the missing link to treating chronic inflammation and the beginning of an exciting new field of treatment for serious, incurable diseases. In this book, we shall look at the anatomy of the vagus nerve, its anatomical course, functions, clinical correlations, among other things. Chapter 1. The Vagus Nerve. The vagus nerve, or the 10th cranial nerve, CNX, is primarily associated with the parasympathetic division of the autonomic nervous system. However, it also has some sympathetic influence through peripheral chemoreceptors. The vagus nerve is a mixed nerve, as it contains both efferent, sensory, and efferent, motor, fibers. This means it is responsible for not only carrying motor signals to the organs it innervates, but it also carries sensory information from these organs back to the central nervous system. Specifically, the vagus nerve contains general afferent sensory fibers, special sensory, visceral afferent sensory fibers, branchial efferent motor fibers, visceral efferent motor fibers. General afferent fibers are responsible for perceiving touch, pain, temperature, pressure, vibration, and proprioceptive sensation from the posterior ear, external auditory meatus, and posterior and the external surface of the tympanic membrane. Visceral afferent fibers are responsible for perceiving sensory input, with the exception of pain, from the viscera, or internal organs, of the body's main cavity. Branchial efferent fibers innervate the muscles that develop from the branchial arches, such as the muscles of mastication, the tensor tympani and the tensor veli palatini. Special sensory convey taste from palate and epiglottis. Finally, visceral afferent fibers innervate the viscera, including all smooth muscle and glands. Cranial nerves. The cranial nerves are 12 pairs of nerves that emerge from the brain, with a majority of the nerves originating in the brainstem. The cranial nerves collectively transmit efferent and afferent signals to and from the body, but primarily the head and neck. Some of the cranial nerves only carry either sensory or motor signals, while others, like the vagus nerve, are mixed and carry both. The cranial nerves emerge in pairs. However, they are often referred to in the singular. Along with general sensory and motor signals, cranial nerves are also responsible for transmitting special sensory signals, including smell, vision, taste, hearing, and balance. What is vagus nerve? As stated earlier, there are 12 cranial nerves in the body. They come in pairs and help to link the brain with other areas of the body, such as the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?